It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is DC 101. Yes, I feel bold. Yes, I feel proud. Yes, I feel okay. 21 after 8, the Grease Man here. The proud owner of 57 feet of sleek fiberglass cutting through the water. Dislodging the delicate balance of the ecosystem with those twin diesels sucking fuel and sounding like it. Yeah, the good ship Grease. Talk about conspicuous consumption. It's got two Westerbake generators. I mean, I think puts out enough juice to keep the city of Poughkeepsie going for a day and a half. I mean, complete galley. Double door, refrigerator, freezer. Microwave, regular convection oven. Washer, dryer. Dishwasher. Full head with separate shower and bath. Even a bidet. For those squeaky clean bombers. I mean, plush carpet you sink in up to your knees when you walk into the main salon. Ice maker, of course. In not only the salon, but in the master stateroom. Entertainment center. VCR. Disc player. It's all there. And I just wrote a check. Just wrote a check. Man. Yes, yes, I rev those throttles. Yes, it belches noxious fumes. Yes, I'm contributing to the demise of the ozone layer. But do I care? Come on. It is one bad hydrilla chopping, ta-ta flopping machine. And what I like to do at a thing, when I give Martinez the day off, and my baby's working, I'll take that thing out all alone, and 57 feet is a lot of boat to be on all by yourself. I'll set the throttles at precisely 30 miles an hour. And once I clear the Washington Channel, I step onto the swim platform, keeping in mind there's no one at the helm at this point. I place my skis on. I grab the tow rope, and I ease myself into the water above those raging diesels. And slowly, hand over hand, my way back to the handle at the end of the rope. And ski all by myself. There is no one driving the boat. Think of the thrill that is. I mean, it makes my jeans fit tight just talking about it now. Knowing full well that if you fall, that boat goes on all by itself to smash into the Wilson Bridge. A $300,000 boat. That's before I put the options on it with no one driving it. So when you cut the wake, it suddenly has a little more spice to it. Huh? When you ski with the line between your legs, there's a little more spice to it. When you put the line between your teeth, there's a little more spice to it, knowing full well if you screw up and you fall, buddy, that boat's gone. I was doing just that. It was the last day of last summer. When all of a sudden a piece of flotsam appeared out of nowhere, it caught the tip of my ski and, wow, sploosh! I was in the water. And I watch as my investment, my pride and joy, blah, 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 into the distance. I thought, holy Jesus! I swam for the shore like Johnny Weissmuller. I hit the side of the water. I thought, my God! The force of the fall had torn my trunks off. There I was, naked, standing by the GW Parkway. And it was bumper-to-bumper traffic. I thought, holy... And meanwhile, my boat went, blah, 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 blah. In the distance, I thought, oh, I gotta catch up with it. I ran naked out of the GW Parkway. I started hopping over the roofs of cars. Out of my way, buddy. I'm sorry for crying out. I know my dude dads are in your windshield. What are you, don't turn on your windshield. All right. And I went hopping from car to car. Excuse me, coming through. I'm sorry, ma'am, I know. I'm sorry about the funiculitis on my knuckles, but there's nothing I can do about it at the moment. There's nothing, and finally. All right. Coming through, excuse me. Finally, I got to the head of the crowd, and buddy, I took off. I nudged the businessman yuppie into the side of his BMW, and I grabbed the wheel. I said, sorry, buddy, I gotta go. Priority. He stared horrified at this naked man smearing his seat as I drove out of the shoulder of the road and took off, heading for the Wilson Bridge. I knew the boat was traveling at 30 miles an hour, so I gunned that BMW. Ah! passing 70 miles an hour. We go screaming across the shoulder of the road. I said, buddy, you have to realign these tires by the time I get through with you. But the guy just stared at me horrified. Who is this naked man driving my car with a grotesque overdeveloped muscles? Finally got to the Wilson Bridge here. I went right down the middle of that thing. Excuse me, coming through high priority. High priority. And these people sat in their little air-conditioned cubicles there as I bounded across rooftops. Wham, wham, wham. My size 11s there. Thudding into their Norga hide. Finally, I got to the middle of the bridge just as the ship was passing underneath. Blah, 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 blah. I leapt it in a final desperate attempt. Landed right on the middle of the cocktail table. Nelly, Captain Martinez, who had been sleeping below, was totally unaware of the goings-on. He came bounding through the hatchway, saw me lying there, said, "My God, sir, my God, sir, my God, sir, my God, sir, my God, sir." I said, "Well, you shut up, you blithering idiot, and kindly remove this swizzle stick from my poor hand."
Rockin' with Grease, DC 101.